You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 8:40 on this Monday morning. Finally getting some nice, almost summer-like weather. You can get the boat out and enjoy everything that this area has to offer. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, nothing like getting out on the boat on a nice day like this. But you got to remember safety first, right?
That's right. You know, on the way in, I was listening to your radio station, as I always do. I heard the forecast of the weather turning around. We see a lot more sunny days. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that lake will warm up. We got lakes to the south. It'll warm up quicker, right, down in Clay and Ira area in Algonac. But boater safety, you know, it's something we want to talk about every year. We get our tools and our toys back out for the season here in Michigan every year. It's like a brand new birth, you know, in the spring. And then the winter, we'll talk about, you know, our toys for the wintertime. But we're talking boater safety today. And there's some tips and some laws we'd like to remind people so they can go out, have fun, not find any trouble, and come home safe.
Yeah. So where do we start?
Well, we start out with certificates, right? So we want to make sure that boaters born after June 30th, 1996, they must have a boater's education card. So you can go online to boated.com to get that. And if you are born after December 31st, 1978, you're required to have a boater education card to operate a personal watercraft vehicle, so like a jet ski, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some different rules for different ages and years, and you can take those classes again on www.boated.com/Michigan. So real simple online, get it done, and that way you're all set. So those are the technical things when we talk about boating. We always talk about thinking ahead. You know, I think so much of our message with law enforcement, certainly from the Sheriff's Department, when we come on the radio, is about thinking ahead. And that is, of course, come up with a plan and let people know what you're doing. That's the first thing you want to do, right? So if you're going out on the boat, let's say you're a local person here, we see, you know, we're downtown, so I think of the Black River. I have a ton of boaters use the Black River to get out to the river or lake. Let people know what you're doing, when you're leaving, when do you expect to come back, where you're going. That way, if God forbid something happens, we know where to start looking for you. And unfortunately, you know, our Marine Division is very busy this time of year. And every year we get a call of a boater that should have been back sometime previous to whatever time we're getting that call. And, you know, usually we have pretty good information, right? Because people are good. This is a boating community. People know how important it is. But every once in a while we get that call and say, hey, you know, my dad's went out on his boat and he should have been back by now. Okay, where was he going? Do you know? We don't know. Yeah. And boy, now we're talking about a shot in the dark. Between the Black River, the St. Clair River, the big river to the north, and small, or the bigger lakes to the north and smaller lakes to the south, that's a lot of area to start looking.
For sure.
So please come up with a plan, let people know, and make sure you're prepared when you get out there.
You want to make sure that your boat's in good shape too, right?
Absolutely. Getting our boats out, right? I had mine out yesterday in the yard, that is, and start the motor up in your yard first. Make sure it's running. Go through your checks. Make sure all your lights work. Make sure you have the right equipment on that boat, right? Make sure you remember to put the plug in the back, right, because you got it winterized. But all individuals on a boat must have access to a personal flotation device, right? So you want to make sure if you're going to have people on your boat, make sure you have enough flotation devices, life vests that are rated for each person. And make sure children under the age of 6 are wearing those at all times when they're on a boat. And, of course, if you're on a jet ski or personal watercraft, no matter your age at all, you have to have it on at all times. So those are flotation devices. You can go online to find out the ratings. And most, when you go to buy these, most of them are rated to show what they are good for. If they're just flotation devices for a pool or actually accepted as a professional accepted flotation device for a boat. So with that, we want to think about other things. Make sure your navigational lights work. Make sure you have a fire extinguisher on board. And navigation communication, like a radio and a cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you have backups to these things, that you're safe when you go out there. So if something happens, you can call for help. I think it's important to get to know people in the boating community. I know I've been out on a boat and the boat overheated, and luckily we're in the Black River. Not really. It was a nice day. Not really all that scary, but a friend towed us in. Having access to tow companies or information for tow companies, so they can get out there and have the right equipment, especially in the bigger water, to bring you in. So educate yourself, be prepared, have the right equipment, check your boat, and have fun this summer.
I always love looking out, you know, on a nice summer day. You see sailboats and fishing boats and maybe kayaks and freighters all sharing the water at the same time.
Absolutely, and it's great because it's beautiful, right? It reminds us, you know, when we're going through those long winters, what we have to look forward to.
Yeah.
But that's a good point. All these different boats have different capabilities and different needs, right? So whether you're in a no-wake area or not, if you're coming up to a smaller boat, give way, you know, give some distance, maybe slow down. We do have the markers out there in the no-wake areas. Please pay attention to those. We get calls all the time, and usually I would say 90% of the time when people violate those wake areas, it's just lack of paying attention or education. People don't want to disrupt other people's boats, but you are possibly going to cause damage if you rip through these no wake areas at a high speed, because then you're creating waves.
Yeah.
And again, look out for those kayakers, look out for those smaller boats, and certainly look out for those freighters, because you never win that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, they always have the right of way.
They always do, yes.
Sheriff, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me in.
St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King with us here on WPHN. Let's check weather real quick.